Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Relief efforts continue for hurricane-hit islands in the Caribbean. As the impact is further defined, opportunities to give and to pray will grow. And mission trends, methods, and people all change over time. The Great Commission has stayed the same for 2,000 years, so how do we stay focused on that? Find your cause today on Mission Network News. Compassion International has been hit hard in the last few weeks at project sites. The ministry works in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and Guatemala, all of which have been recently devastated by natural disasters. The first hit came from the Category 5 Hurricane Irma just a couple of weeks ago. Compassion's Becca Bishop.
Right now, we know that a little over 3,000 of our children in Haiti have been affected. Several were seriously injured, and one of those children lost a caregiver.
While the numbers might not show it, Haiti and the Dominican Republic were spared the worst of Irma's power.
In the Dominican Republic, there's a little over 300 children who have been impacted by Hurricane Irma, and three of our church partners have had damage.
However, the disaster strike doesn't stop there. Just last week, Hurricane Maria skimmed the island of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, so please pray for the children affected. The individual is taking care of these kids and for the first responders in these countries. If you'd like to help tangibly,
if you go to our main website, compassion.com, and scroll down, there's an opportunity to give to our disaster relief fund. There are just so many needs right now.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Another concern for Haiti in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma is the resurgence of waterborne diseases, particularly cholera. While Haiti didn't take a direct hit from Irma's wind, Josh Ayers with Food for the Hungry explains.
Because of the sheer size of Irma, she dropped quite a bit of rain on those northern departments along that northern coast there. And so there were some localized flooding, particularly along rivers and with storm surge along the coast.
A lot of flooding in a country like Haiti that struggles with infrastructure is a breeding ground for waterborne diseases. And when drinking water gets contaminated by sewage, that's when cholera becomes an issue.
Our response effort at Food for the Hungry has been focused on those waterborne illnesses, particularly around hygiene promotion and hygiene kits, things like soap and just basic hygiene materials. And so we dispatched a shipment from one of our partners in Georgia, and those materials are on their way. They may have already arrived, and we'll be distributing those.
The kits are going out throughout the Haitian church, and if you'd like to support them, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And how do you define a movement? A group of people who agree on an ideology? The sum total of actions by people who share the same values? And what does a movement look like among Great Commission thinkers and the global church? Well, it looks like what happened at Missio Nexus annual leadership conference late last week. MNN's Ruth Kramer has the story.
Dodd, the premise of this year's conference is this. The Great Commission is too big for anyone to accomplish alone and too important not to try to do together. We spoke with Senior Vice President of Missio Nexus, Marv Newell, to learn more.
We try to convene as many mission agencies and leaders and even churches that have mission emphasis once a year at a conference to focus on a topic that helps drive the mission movement forward from North America.
This year, Missio Nexus celebrated their 100th year anniversary, and what better way to get back to the basics? And so this year's theme was foundations. In other words, resetting the focus on evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. In today's age, mission organizations have access to resources and communication like never before, but we're also busier than ever before. So as the gospel goes forward, it's important for the church to remember why we do what we do. The base of the Great Commission stays the same, regardless of mission trends, methodologies, and the people involved. From Dallas, Texas, Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.